Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to Greg Speaks Live. I am your host, Gregory D. Anderson Jr. Today marks the 47th day, of course, of my existence here on Earth. I'm happy to be here because, as you know, many didn't make it. I think Biggie and Tupac didn't make it. And it's a situation to where many of us, as men, black men in particular, we have a number of different issues that we face. And I think it's important that we remind one another of our greatness and try to help one another see the champion in one another. So again, this particular show is regarding managing the man in the mirror. Of course, Michael Jackson's song, Man in the Mirror, definitely inspired me to come up with this particular book or to produce this body of work. And I just think that is such the truth. When you hear someone say there's no message that could be any clearer, no message could have ever been any clearer than to take a look at yourself and make a change. And so that is the challenge I feel that's before us, before me as a person, not just looking out into what seeing other people's problems, but also looking to see what is it that I can do to better myself. How can I improve me? Because if I'm improving me, I'm being a part of the difference that I'm wanting to see globally, locally. And I just think these things are very, very critical and important. If you are wanting to call into the show, our call in number is 516-531-9641. I am Gregory D. Anderson Jr. You are listening to Greg Speaks Live. You'll get a chance to hear my voice every Saturday at 2 p.m. I'm excited to be back on air and to be able to really, at this point in time, remain consistent. And again, today is September 17th. Virgo, we do know that Virgos rule. All you Virgos out there, those of you who are also celebrating your birthday, I want to wish you a happy birthday as well. And again, this broadcast is important, it's significant. I got some really good nuggets of wisdom that I want to share with you guys. But hey, today it is time to party. I think we can do both. I think we can have fun. We can learn simultaneously. And I'm going to get into a little old school mix. And keep that in mind. This is Managing the Man in the Mirror. You are listening to Greg Speaks Live. Right here, some of the tracks I've liked over the years. Unfortunately, I actually have my daughter. She's going to actually supply a mix in the future, but I put this mix together myself, and I'm going to go ahead and roll it. But again, this is off the cuff. I hope you guys enjoy it. Right here on Greg Speaks Live, let's do it. Roll out.
Everybody was so bad.
Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah. Child in
King Nut. The natives call him the Nubian Tut. By the 14th century, he came to be somewhere around 2000 BC. Where the natives clap for the Nubian step, then sit back and listen to the King Nut's rap. Do it.
Get on up. Get on down. That's right. That's, boy, that brother right there. Man. That's that, what we call that go-go music. And, that cat right there is just excellent music. I love old school music that gets your adrenaline flowing and going. And, of course, like I said, that was the old school portion of it. I definitely can. The phone number is 516. I see a number of you guys on the line. Now, if you want to come on, just press 1. If you're just listening, that's fine, because I have people on the line that don't want me to put them on the spot, and I won't do that. But you can feel free to, if you have a question, you can chat that. The phone number here is 516. Guest calling number is 516-531-9641. Again, that's 516-531-9641. I am Gregory D. Anderson, Jr., your host. And today, of course, we're talking about managing the man in the mirror. And I don't know if you've had a chance to think about that, to really consider this concept. How do you manage yourself? And managing yourself has a lot to do with inventory. It's about taking an honest look at you. I mean, flaws and all. You know, have you ever been able to stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself, not admiring your muscles or anything like that? That's good. But I'm sure you see things as you look at the reflection, as you see yourself. You look at yourself and you say, well, man, look, I could change this, so I can change that. But we're also talking about changing the inside, because change really starts inside out. And the battle is totally in the mind. It is definitely a mental battle, you guys. And I think it's important that we take assessments and assess a self-assessment. And that's what that man in the mirror is all about, is being able to assess yourself. And what is an assessment? An assessment is a self-inventory of you, of those things, again, those that are good. Again, we all have things about ourselves that are good, bad, ugly. You know, some things are very, very beautiful. Because, again, we have a public self, and we also have a private self. And so these are things that we have to really look at. So take that assessment. That's really the first thing that one needs to do, is take an assessment of themselves. Then also identify your flaws, because we all have flaws, whether we think we live in a land of I'm perfect, I make no mistakes. And you and I both know that that's not the case. You make mistakes, and so do I, daily. But the key is to do like we do when you're taking a bath. When you take a bath daily or take a shower daily, what do? You're cleaning off the field. You're cleaning off sweat. You're cleaning off areas of your body. And hopefully you're also cleaning. That's the same thing, same way the mind works, is we want to clear our minds and have have the ability to think clearly, to think rationally, and to not worry about a lot of different things. Rather than worrying about it, what that says is lack of planning. I need to sit down, write down, and really write out how you feel. And that's part of getting to know yourself, okay? I always talk about journaling, having some type of journal where you can write it out, you know, where you can pray. You want to find that center. Now, what is your center? I mean, some people's center is their home. Some people have to leave the house, go into the park. But you have to find a place where you can truly get rooted and get centered. I definitely want to stay on track, because we have like 7 minutes. Of course, I'm going to go a little bit longer, going to 45 minutes after today. We're streaming, so it's 7 minutes and 28 seconds, of course, till 30-minute mark. And I do have some new school mix I want to get into for you guys. I'm sure you're gonna definitely appreciate that. And I'm excited to share that with you. It's amazing how when you're mixing music and you're doing it yourself, a lot of times you want to play most of the song. But in actuality, you have to end up cutting it just so that you can get enough music in. And then, of course, there were some songs I just could not cut. There were some things I couldn't cut. So it's a nice mix. I think you guys will be able to appreciate. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Some of the songs, again, over the years that I've heard as I've grown up and enjoyed, you know, danced to, had fun to. So again, let's try to embrace diversity. We want to embrace the greatness in ourselves. Diversity, especially here in the city of Houston, Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States and one of the most culturally diverse. And of course, the population in Houston, I think it goes around 6 million plus. And so that's a lot of people. And of course, there's a lot of people that they drive differently, they work out differently, they talk differently, they walk differently. And so I'm okay with differences. I don't want anybody to be exactly like carbon copy of me. Now, I like to influence, and I think most people who are leaders, they like to influence. They don't necessarily want people to take on an exact carbon copy of them, but to, again, we look at greatness in other people, and we extract from that, and we add that to what we do as well. So things like that are very, very important and critical to keep in mind and understand. And so I want to encourage you guys to, as you look at that person in the mirror, as you start to manage yourself, start to take ownership for some of the behaviors and your choices that you make. I believe that good choices, good consequences. Poor choices, poor consequences. If you know doing something is not the right way and it's not going to benefit you, why take that route? Why go in areas or directions that are not going to really help you be your greatest, your higher self? And that's what we want to do. We want to be the best that we possibly can. And the way we do that, of course, your self-talk also, because we all talk to ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong. You get to talking out loud and barking and doing things like that. People say, this brother crazy. Or this sister is crazy. She's nuts. But the bottom line is talking to yourself is normal. But when you're talking to yourself, your self-talk, whether you're saying it verbally, whether it's audio, a lot of times we're saying things inside our mind, and what we're saying is a bunch of negativity. There's so many negative things coming at you all at once, telling you can't do this, you tried that and you failed, and you're not going to do it right, you're going to fail. So when you have all that type of negativity, I'm a big firm believer in the fact that for every negative thing, every negative encounter I experience, I want to add at least five things that are positive. If I say I'm stupid, you know, man, that's stupid. That was really dumb. I can say I'm great. I'm brilliant. I'm outstanding. I am somebody, in the words of Jesse Jackson. I am somebody, in the words of Jesse Jackson. I'm great. I'm on my way. I'm learning. And I was, you know what? I'm not stupid. That wasn't maybe the action that was taken. I could have did that this way. I could have used better language. I could have been smarter about that. You know what? Next time that this happens, I'm going to handle it in this manner. And so that's what we have to do. We have to actually find ways that we can better role play, better understand who we are. Role playing is really well. And then when I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the role playing, communication, how important communication is important. And that's keeping those communication lines open. Earlier, of course, Facebook Live. I will go Facebook Live a little bit later today. I was talking about, it's a poem by Dr. Benjamin Mays, and he has a beautiful poem. It's called Life is Just a Minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon, you can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to you to use it. You will give an account if you abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. My version. But a good piece, a piece right there is so critical. I think a lot of times, as you know, at age 47 now, some people say, oh, because you know, some of the young say, you getting up there, you old. You know, all right, pops, and all those other kind of things. And there are people that are older, so, oh, you're young. Yeah. But the reality of it is we all are aging, and we're going to get older. I embrace that. I'm okay with that. There was a time, you know, I was thinking, man, I was talking to my brother, and oldest brother David, and he was just telling me, well, man, you know, hey, you know, we all have to check out of here at some point. Oh, and at that point, I was a young man. I didn't understand. I was like, oh, no, you crazy. I'm not leaving here. But then when you begin to realize, yeah, and then you go to funerals, you begin to realize that one day you will cease to exist. I will cease to exist. But I think it's okay to accept that, not worry about something that you totally cannot control. One thing I do like is the fact that we don't know the day, we don't know the time, we don't know the hour. But what we can do is choose to appreciate the time that we have. And I always say, enjoy the ride. When you enjoy the ride, that's one of the greatest things that you can really and truly do. I'm going to try to come back on. I'm going to go ahead and get into this mix because the mix is 15 more minutes. But, of course, it's going to cut off at about about 16 minutes and 20-some seconds. So I'll come back on and give a closing remarks on managing the man in the mirror. It's kind of hard to get all this information in, especially when I'm getting into the mix. And of course, I did this mix myself, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Old school. To a lot of folks, but this is my music as I do. Peace out.
dark, and it ain't still 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the drinks come out at night. The drinks come out at night.
They like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants and pressed mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair. And you could just about find a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life. And might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on white. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. But if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Close this out. Obviously, we're going to stop here abruptly. 45 minutes. I'm at the last mark. Look, real quick points in managing the man in the mirror. Love yourself, number one. Two, be patient with yourself and others. Okay, identify who you are. Okay, that's something that's really, really critical, knowing your purpose. I think your purpose really will be the thing that will help you in all aspects of life to managing who you are. You got to get centered. You got to get away from people. Whatever you have to do, get off Facebook, get off social media, get in touch with who you are, and also find a good mentor. These are some great ways. Keep God first, of course, but have a good mentor. That's something that will really, really help you. By the way, y'all, I'm going to have a sort of after-hours show. It's going to be after midnight. I don't know if I'm going to do 12 o'clock or 1 in the morning, but it's going to be a late show. Most likely it'll be a 12 midnight or later show. It's called